My name is Isabel Beauchamp, and going back over a number of years, I think, I'm pretty sure it was after 1951, but I don't know if it was in the 60s or the 70s, but I remember reading in the Sudbury Star and also hearing about this UFO sighting out at Zelda. Now, at that time, there wasn't much on the highway. You passed McCrae Lake, and there was a few cabins there, but that's all there was. There wasn't any houses built or anything. The sighting was one day. The next day, my husband and I drove out there because he wanted to see where they were saying where it had landed. Anyway, we went out there. The only thing we saw was a spot where the earth was burnt. Now, at this time, there was a man who wrote a column for the Sudbury Star. Now, I think his name was McDonald, but I'm not sure about that, but I used to read his column a lot. Now, he had a son, and I think his son is now a foreign correspondent. But at that time, Frank Mazuka lived out in Capriol. Now, I thought maybe you could ask him if he remembered anything about it, because actually I don't remember any more than that. So that's it. Everybody was talking about it, and so, but I don't, you know, could have been the one at Garson, because to me, Garson and the, now I know a little bit more, but at that time, they were pretty close together for me.